Claude. Claude, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good, thanks.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I know you spoke with Ruben the other day about maybe reallocating the Facebook ads towards even something like Google Guarantee. Are you familiar with Google Guarantee or local service ads?
I am not.
You are not. That's okay. Most are not, because it's been around for a handful of years, but even to this day, it's not available everywhere and not for every industry. It is, though, available for the services that you provide in your area, and that's good because the calls come directly to you. It is a pay-per-lead service, but it's nothing at all like, say, Angie or Thumbtack, where the lead you get is just a phone number that gets sent and sold to 6 or 8 of your competitors, and you're all kind of chasing down that same potential customer. With Google Guarantee, the calls do come directly to you. Google Guarantee is the very top of a search result where it is available. So it would be the first thing that people would see in your service area when they're looking really for any of the services that you provide, as long as they're looking, of course, on Google and they're on any device that accesses the Internet. Now, the calls come directly to you. It routes through a Google phone number and forwards directly to your phone number. So it's going to say Google Guarantee lead as it's ringing through to you. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. Now, the Google AI does monitor every call, so it has to be a qualified lead. Again, different than Thumbtack or Angie, where you might not even talk to somebody, it still counts as a lead. With Google, they want it to be profitable. They want it to be fair. So a qualified lead is a live person that you're speaking with, someone in your service area, requesting information about a service that you actually do want to provide, and you have to quote price with them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, it's not even a qualified lead, and you don't even get charged for it. So there's no trying to fight to get a credit for an unqualified lead or that type of thing, because it's filtered out by the Google AI. Like I said, it has to be a qualified lead. When it is a qualified lead, you're paying roughly $60 per lead. It's actually a little bit less than that, $58.67. Now, again, you know, the calls coming directly to you would be someone who saw your website first, someone who even went directly to Google Guarantee because they might know a little bit about it. They, you know, they might know that the businesses there are in some way kind of endorsed by Google. And actually, it's called Google Guarantee because Google would be guaranteeing your work. They would come out of pocket up to $2,000 for any complaints that you might have. And obviously, that's not something you would want to need, but it is something there for reassurance for your potential customers. It typically draws a client that is not looking for the cheapest guy, not looking for a bunch of estimates, but maybe looking for the best guy. You know, someone who might have a little bit more disposable income, they would go towards Google Guarantee because they would know that the businesses there are recommended specifically by Google. Now, there is a bit of a vetting process. Google doesn't do it in-house. They outsource it to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton, you might know from cowboy movies. They will want to make sure that you don't have any felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years. You don't have any felonies, right?
Correct. No.
Okay. And you're always going to be required to have liability insurance for Google Guarantee, but it's always pretty low. I've never ran into someone who has liability insurance but didn't have enough. It's $250,000 in general liability. Of course, you would qualify for that, right? You'd have that already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have liability insurance over
$250,000. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then you would be required to have a license. It's really going to give you quite a few options. You have to have the state CR61, the R61, KB2, KB1, the state B, general residential contractor license, or the state B3, which would be for remodeling and repair. Do you have a license that would meet
one
of those?
I have the general B, the general contractor's license.
Perfect. And I mean, obviously it's something that you need really just to do business, and it does meet the criteria for Google Guarantee. So that is definitely going to mean that you would qualify for Google Guarantee. The process of getting it set up is actually quite easy. You would get the application today. It's a link sent to you by text message. It really only takes about 15 minutes to fill out that application. We can even help you with it if you like. And then you would just have to submit proof of insurance, proof of your contractor's license. And then it does take about 3 or 4, maybe 5 weeks, you know, probably a little less if we get the information in that first week. And only then would you be coming out of pocket for the leads themselves. Now, like I said, when you do get charged for a qualified lead, it's a little bit less than $60. Google wants you to have like an initial activation budget that supports 13 leads. It's kind of just kind of right in the middle what a lot of businesses need. You can always get more if you need to. A lot of my clients don't even use all 13 leads because of the high conversion rate. You might get one or two leads. It turns into a job. You might pause your leads for a week or so. You know, you might do that 2-3 times in a month. You might only go through 5 or 6 leads. Let's say for simplicity, you only use one lead. The following month, you only pay $58.67. Everything that you do not use kind of rolls over. It's there, and you just top it off to get back to what would be $765. That's, again, for 13 leads. All that you would pay today, though, would be the one-time application fee. It is $250. It is not, though, like an annual membership or monthly. It's just one and done. And then, like I said, once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you would be paying that activation budget. You would be notified by us and Google the day that you are fully vetted and able to take on those leads. And then 3 days later is when it would automatically activate that $765. You can call us and say, hey, you guys just let us know. I've been vetted by Google. Let's just go ahead and get it started right now. You could say, you know, this isn't a good week. I've got a big job, or maybe money's a little tight, whatever my case might be. You could say, hey, can we wait a week or two? And in which case we would do that, right? Now, obviously, when you're in the Google Guarantee section, is the very first thing that people see. You know, they might do a quick scan of what's on that initial search result. You'd still have the placement in the local map as well. Being on the first page not once but twice usually means not twice as many phone calls, but 4 or 5 times as many phone calls. When someone can see you in the Google Guarantee section and then see you in the local map section, it will mean a lot more phone calls. People are drawn towards your business. In fact, they might just go direct to that local map because they saw you in the Google Guarantee. They might dial that number instead, in which case you're not even being charged the $58.67 for that lead. But like I said, it's designed to be affordable, and of course it's designed to be profitable, especially with it being that you're only paying for qualified leads, and the leads are actual phone calls coming from live people in your service area, not a phone number that you have to chase down.
Yeah. Now,
did you have any questions?
Yeah, so right now, I think, what am I paying for the local splash? Is it
so right now your product is, well, it's search engine optimization, and it does include $100 of Facebook ads. It's the total of $249, which is what you'd be spending right now. Obviously, if we were going to put the Facebook ads on pause or, you know, stop that product, then you'd be looking at $149 a month. So that would be your recurring monthly, would be $149 a month. And then again, today you would pay the $250 application fee for Google Guarantee. And then once you're thoroughly vetted, you're paying a little bit less than $60 per qualified lead.
And do I have to have a minimum of leads?
You have to have the minimum activation budget. That's just kind of how Google sets things up.
Yeah.
Again, you it's like a prepaid gas card. In this case, you're paying for 13 leads up front. You've got kind of that account. And then for every qualified lead, they take out the $58.67. Anything that is not used is rolled over. So obviously you can pause your leads as much as you need to. And since you only pay for the leads that you use, pausing your leads pauses your payment. But once you're thoroughly vetted is when you would have the activation budget of $765. That covers 13 leads, the first 13 leads.
And that's per month?
It is only per month if you use 13 leads in a month, right? Let's say you use one lead, the next month you only pay $58.67. If you use 10 leads, you pay $586, right? So you only pay for the leads that you use, and of course every lead has to be a qualified lead or you don't pay for it at all.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, so it's really designed to be affordable. And like I said, unless you've got multiple crews taking on multiple projects, you probably wouldn't even use all 13 of your leads every month, and everything that you don't use rolls over to the next month.
Got it. All right, let's do that.
Okay. And then you wanted...
How soon will you take away the Facebook? Is that automatic?
I can do that now. It looks like it's set up to bill on September 7th. So we would run it for this month, and then we would remove the product now, so it only would bill for the $149 on September 7th.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Okay, perfect. Now, the card that we have on file is a MasterCard ending. I can only see the last four. It's 0040. Is that the card you would want to use for the application fee?
Let's see. No, let me give you my American Express.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at them to switch everything over.
Perfect. And then is it just your name first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
No, my first name, Claude, and then middle initial, L, and then last name, Figueroa, F-I-R-O.
Okay. Gotcha. You said it was an Amex. That should start with a 3. They all do. Claude, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
That is 3780-030-924-81009.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
That expires 9/28.
9/2028, and then the four digits on the back of the card?
The four digits
on the front.
Said six. The front?
Yeah, on the front.
6775.
6775. So I've got 6775. I've got September or 09/2028 for the expiration date. And was that card 3780030924-81009?
Yes.
Okay. Does that also bill at the 24340 Pennsylvania Avenue in Lomita, 90717?
No.
It does not.
No.
What is the billing address of that card?
24340 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay.
Lomita, L-O-M-I-T-A, California.
Uh-huh.
And that's 90717.
90717. Okay. Now, I know you've been through that before, but we do still need to do a voice verification, and then we will also want to do another client interview for you. It's a much shorter onboarding call, especially since you're an existing client. We've got most of the information that we would need just to make sure that you've got all the information that you need, make sure that you get the application, and if you have any questions filling that out, we can help you with that. So we'll schedule that follow-up call, and then I am, like I said, required to read another voice verification. You've already been through this before, so it'll seem pretty familiar to you. In fact, most of the questions are the same. It is still recorded, but you can still stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. And as always, though, it is pretty straightforward. So it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Claude. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
10-8 Renovations, Inc.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Claude Fierro, CEO, owner, operator.
And as the CEO, owner, operator of 10-8 Renovations, Inc., Claude, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Amex in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Because, of course, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Claude. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, this is still month to month like everything else is. And again, the reason that we ask is simply to make sure, first of all, that you're not paying someone for services we're already providing, and also so that we can make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that everything is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, with it being just a one-time charge of $250, and of course I'll also read into the voice verification that we will be temporarily pausing or essentially terminating for the time being the Facebook ads. I'll put that in the voice verification part as well, and today's date is the 13th. So it says your payment for that activation budget is $250. It will be processed today, August 13th, in the exact amount of $250.00. This is a one-time payment, and then, of course, as I mentioned previously, once you are thoroughly vetted, your leads are a little bit less than $60, $58.67. The activation budget of $765 will apply once you are thoroughly vetted. Now, what we are doing here is actually putting those Facebook ads on pause indefinitely, which means that you will not be charged that $100 for your Facebook ads on the 7th of September, which is when it would be scheduled to bill. That means your recurring monthly would be the $149 at this point. Now, it is, like I mentioned, a month-to-month service. Everything, you can pause at any time, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and of course you can cancel altogether. All that we do request is always to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and of course that is because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Fierro, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that does conclude the voice verification. And then for that follow-up call, would you be available tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. What's the latest? Is there a 3 o'clock?
There is a
3 or a 4 o'clock?
We can push it towards 3:30. It would actually be scheduled at 3. That's the last one that we do. But it is a one-hour window for a call that would probably take about 30 minutes. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and put it on the calendar for 3:30. I will do that so they'll have that heads up. And then if I do happen to be in between phone calls at 3:30 tomorrow when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well just to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician. You'll also actually be assigned a dedicated account manager. All of our accounts that have Google Guarantee get a dedicated account manager. I know the short list of who it could be, but but I don't know who it will be assigned to you particularly, but that would be the person that you would be able to speak with regarding any of your products and services, including the local search engine optimization. They will most likely follow up with you. If not by the end of the day tomorrow, then certainly before the end of the week, they'll just reach out to you just to make sure. In fact, if they're available, they could do the client interview, but their schedule is a little bit different. I'll get you the calendar invite for 3:30 tomorrow. It's just for your record. You don't need to respond to it. But then other than that, you've already got the security question still on file here. We'll just keep that active. So you're all set and squared away on my end. Do look for that phone call around 3:30 tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to join that beginning part of it and say a quick hello to you.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to send you a future invoice just so you can see that the Facebook ads have been removed and that the recurring monthly is going to be $149. Again, this is just a future invoice. It's not a bill that you need to pay. I just want you to see that moving forward, okay?
Perfect.
All right. I appreciate you, Claude. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.